Welcome back. It is 10:40 already, 58 degrees. Bridget Leonard is joining me today. She's an education coordinator at Foster Adopt Minnesota. She's a clinical social worker. She has over 10 years experience working in adoption and foster care. She's officed out of Fergus Falls, and she's joining us this week as we've continuing our discussion about Minnesota foster adoption. And last week, we kind of learned about the need for families and a brief overview of the adoption process. So we're going to continue on that a little bit today. Bridget, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. I'm so glad to be here.
So can you share what training prospective parents need when we're talking about foster adoption?
Sure, absolutely. Well, first of all, you know, when people start to think about foster care or adoption and if it would work for their family, we always really encourage people to almost just kind of open up to it and start talking about it a little bit, because there's so many people in our communities that sometimes we don't know actually do it or have experience, and they'll say, oh, you know, my brother-in-law has adopted, or, you know.
Yeah.
It's always just good to get, just to kind of start putting those feelers out there. And then, well, you know, what we always recommend is just kind of making a first call to an agency or to Foster Adopt Minnesota and just start kind of asking the questions and get curious about it.
Okay.
There's lots and lots of steps in the process, you know, where people can go, yes, this is right for me, I want to keep going, or I just don't think this is right for my family right now. Mm-hmm. So we just always want people to kind of start with that curiosity and start the conversation. And then, yeah, we start with, for adoption, of kind of a bigger two-day training in foster care. There's certainly some required trainings right at the front end as well.
Okay. All right. So then once an individual or two partners have an approved study and become like licensed for foster care, how do they then continue to interact with the education program?
Sure. Yeah. So if people kind of make it through that process, you know, and get to that point of licensure, mm-hmm. there's always going to be so much other opportunities to continue growing and learning. And so we just really encourage people, you can check out our foster.minnesota website. People kind of know the types of children or maybe different diagnoses or situations or experiences the kids have had, they can really kind of look at the different trainings that we offer. And then ongoing through licensure, families need 12 hours annually of training. And so they can just choose from such a variety of topics that we offer.
Yeah, and that would make sense. So if you're considering adopting someone that, I don't know, they may have dealing issues with a lot of trauma. I'm sure that there's many classes that help people understand how to work with people that maybe have gone through something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
Okay. All right. And do you do like live webinars, or do people need to come to an office to do these classes?
Yeah. So we're almost all live webinar at this point. And then many of those live webinars get recorded and put into our webinar library. So it's just such a great way to see and connect with people just like across the state. And we try to make them 90 minutes to 120 minutes. The presenters share a PowerPoint, and we kind of have a video, and, you know, all the people on and that are listening can kind of chat and ask questions. So even though it's on a webinar, it's pretty interactive, if you will.
User-friendly, and you can talk with people while you're there. It's
absolutely
not like you're just watching a video. You're actually able to chat back and forth.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're really insightful, and we have such good presenters who have such expertise in so many different areas.
That's so nice to know. How many people access the Foster Adopt Minnesota trainings each year? Does it vary, or is it rising?
Yeah, it's steadily rising. You know, we all kind of have our COVID experiences, and we can all say, you know, the kind of horrific and really tough things that came with COVID, but, you know, there were some silver linings there too, and some of it was that people just have more access to our training, so we are seeing a big rise in it. I couldn't believe this stat, that the educational offerings from FAM were accessed nearly 19,000 times in 2023.
Wow.
And that included live webinars, pre-recorded webinars, and podcasts.
goodness sakes. Okay, so where do these presenters come from? Who are the presenters?
Yeah, this is, I guess I would say this is probably the most fun part of my job, is just kind of researching and talking with potential presenters and, you know, hearing from colleagues like, oh, you know, I heard this person, they would be so good. So we research nationwide. In November, we actually have somebody from the UK talking about attachment at one of our trainings. So worldwide trainers, I guess. Many of them are local, too. Many in Minnesota who can kind of relate to kind of a specific foster care and adoption trends and needs in our communities. And many of them are therapists, so they can really speak to the people that they've worked with and the experiences that they've had helping families more individually and interpersonally in their practices.
So can someone go on there and search for specific presenters on your website? Like, oh, somebody told me that this person really had good information. I'm going to look them up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So our website is pretty user-friendly, and the webinar library allows people to search by presenter or topic or date.
Okay. All right. Well, I think our listeners are probably in wondering, you know, okay, what kind of topics are these presenters speaking on?
Yeah, that's such a good question. There's just such a variety. I would say that's something that foster parents and adoptive parents are very interested in, and that, you know, the information keeps growing and changing is on trauma. There's several different, you know, focuses of trauma on understanding it. Kind of the newer or latest trends is just really understanding how it's a nervous system, you know, brain-based kind of survival reactions that kids are having. And then, you know, the foster parents are after saying, well, what do we do? How do we help? You know, so lots of our trainings are just about strategies and meeting the kids where they're at, you know, and kind of trying to work with them and understand them through them dealing with these, you know, major traumas of moving or leaving their families or having to start fresh in new schools, new communities, you know, and everything kind of changes for them. Another big area is fetal alcohol exposure or drug exposure and how that affects our brain and how we learn, finding resources for folks. You know, there's trainings on anxiety or depression, parenting a child of a different race or culture than you, adoption law, children's development, LGBTQ plus youth. There's just many more.
It's, you know, a lot of these classes are things that parents of their own children could benefit from, right?
Oh. In certain ways,
you know.
Yes, and it's, you know, I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
Kind of hosting these trainings, it's so applicable, you know, universally, you know, even just a kid that you see walking down the street or, you know, just, there's just so much we can learn. Yeah,
I wish all of my kids came with a handbook. I do. There's so many things that they're young adults now, but still there's issues that we have to deal with. So,
absolutely.
Can you tell us more about the webinar library?
Yes. So we talked about that a little bit. It's just on our website. You know, there's just tons of topics, over 150 webinars on there. And so I just really encourage people to just check it out. If you need help, you know, feel free to reach out to us and we will certainly help you find one that you're looking for as well.
So is this something like if people right now are listening and they're going, I want to watch one of these and they haven't gone through the process of foster adoption, can they just go watch something?
Yes, absolutely. Oh. There is a small fee for them to watch them if they've been recorded, but all of our live ones are free and open to the public. So if they go on our website and just want to search upcoming trainings, in fact, we have just an incredible lineup here in November of 4 trainings per day on 3 days in November, which is really kind of experts in the field of foster care and adoption and development and trauma and many different things. And those are all free of charge. So the public is welcome. And anybody anywhere along the process of foster care and adoption are welcome.
Okay. You mentioned that there are certificates of attendance available if people watch a live webinar. And are there also available for pre-recorded webinars? And what does the certificate of attendance do for people?
Yeah, so that would go back to just what we talked about with being licensed. And so you need those 12 hours annually you know, to keep your license active. Uh-huh. And so then once you complete a live webinar or one from our webinar library, then we'll send you a certificate that just shows, oh, yep, you did the two-hour training or the 90-minute training, and that just goes towards your hours.
Okay. And you mentioned something about podcasts, too. Tell me a little about podcasts.
Yeah, this has been such a fun new thing that I did not know that I would be a podcast host ever, but we offer these podcasts, and they're so fun. I just can't believe how fun they are. And we have tons of guests on tons of different topics, you know, and a lot of them are really about a lot of our guests have been foster parents or adoptive parents, just kind of sharing their stories.
Okay,
their experiences,
good.
Or therapists sharing their experiences and what, you know, kind of things that they've worked on with families throughout the years. So we have almost over 100 episodes. We hit our 100th episode just a couple months ago. And we put out a new episode every other week.
Gosh. And you've been on there.
Yeah. Yeah. They're shorter. They're more relaxed. It's a little more interactive. And again, I just think we can all learn so much from just hearing other people's stories. So that's been a really positive thing, I think, a positive addition to ways that we've kind of enhanced our educational opportunities.
So why do you think offering these educational opportunities pieces are so important?
Yeah, well, you know, kind of like what we've talked about, parents do need these training hours for licensure, mm-hmm. but it is a lot more than that. You know, we share resources, you know, like I said, we hear the stories from adoptive parents, foster parents, you know, and a lot of times too, we hear from adults who have been in foster care, who have been adopted, and they just have such a wealth of knowledge to share with us.
I bet. Yeah, that would be so interesting to hear. I would love to hear their perspective, you know, of what it was like, you know, how it affected their life in a positive way, all of those stories.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's so good. I think the biggest thing, though, for me, what I've really taken away from being a part of this education team is there's just really a sense of community. You know, you can feel kind of alone as a foster parent or an adoptive parent. Mm-hmm. You know, and then when we have these training opportunities, you know, we can kind of validate people's experiences, have this kind of shared language, and just kind of learn together.
Yeah. How did you decide to get into this field?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, it's kind of one of those, like, right place, right time. Things just kind of started to happen, kind of friend of friend things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this was probably 15 years that I've been working with these kids and with families. And it can just really pull at your heartstrings. I was just looking today on our website of kids waiting for adoption.
Yeah.
You know, almost 100 kids and their sweet faces on our site. And gosh, it just, it's kind of a visceral, emotional tug. And we're all trying to kind of just do our part in some small way, you know, whether it's through education or support or, you know, outreach, and just really trying to get the word out that these kids really need, you know, loving, caring homes.
Yeah, and really want that. You know, they're not in the position, not because they ask for it. It just happened to be their life, and we can make a difference.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
How many? Exactly. I cannot remember how many kids we were talking about last week that are in the foster system, I guess, here in Minnesota.
Yeah, I know Rachel had said that too. There's several thousand at this point. I think she said beyond 10,000 in Minnesota alone.
Wow.
You know, so they're in our communities, they're in our schools, and you know, I just went to a training actually last week where it said, you know, we just kind of all, well, you know, because it's always like, what can we do kind of as a community if we all just kind of have that lens on. As we move through the world and with kids in our lives, to just always kind of be that caring, compassionate, understanding adult, you know, wherever we go, wherever we are.
Exactly. I always say, you know, at my age now, I think I'd be so much of a better parent than I was for my own, you know, because you kind of learn as you go with your own kids. You're like, did I do this right? Do a lot of people out there say, okay, my kids are up and gone. I miss being a parent. I feel like I have these skills and I want to be a foster parent, but I don't know if I'm young enough. Do you have that question come up quite a bit?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're really hitting on, yes, that is, you're just hitting on something that has come up, but also that, you know, well, we've got your listeners here, that retirement age or those empty nesters are just such an asset for these kids. For those exact reasons that you said, this isn't new to them. They have parented before. There's also not kids in the home where there's like, you know, there's just one less kind of dynamic to work through of managing your own kids and your biological kids and their schedules and then potentially fostering adoptive kids and their needs.
Right.
Making sure they have the resources. They just got a little extra time, a little more experience.
And a little more patience in a lot of cases.
Maybe a little more patience, yes, yes. And are so open to kind of growing and learning, you know, and maybe even a little more understanding their community and the resources, you know. They've really developed like a good network of support, too.
Right, right.
So, yeah, that's just such a wonderful kind of demographic or age group or group of people to consider this. Yeah.
And that's what I'm kind of hoping that, you know, our listeners out there there may be somebody going, I've been thinking about this for such a long time, but I've always thought that maybe I'm past the prime of doing that, even though I was a parent to, who knows, 6, 7 kids, and I know what I'm doing. Or even maybe there's parents out there that think, I don't know that I'm smart enough to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, like I have had successes and failures, and I think we all do. You know, we always think, gosh, what else could I do? But I think all of that can also be, you know, taught with these classes and getting tips from other people that have been through the experiences.
Absolutely. And you know, that we talked a little bit at the beginning about that home study process. And it's kind of an interesting word because it almost makes it sound like somebody's going to come in your home and inspect and look under the bed. And it's so much more than that. It's more about kind of developing that relationship and understanding, well, what does your family look like and when, what are your hopes? And let me tell you about the kids and what their needs are, you know, just much more interactive. But there's always that curiosity. Yeah. Like just learning about it. People just even took that first step to just inquire and ask their questions and kind of name those fears. Wait, what if this happens? You know, we're never looking for perfect parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's never, ever the goal. Because none of us can be in that category.
Right.
That's
you know, kids too. Kids aren't perfect either. We all have our flaws.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. Yep. Well, I'm so glad that you chatted with us a little bit today. If someone wants to learn more about the education program, where do they go, Bridget?
Yeah, just head on over to our website, fosteradoptandthen.org. You can also certainly follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn. We're always posting kind of updates or different trainings that are upcoming.
Perfect. It was so fun talking with you today. Thanks for taking some time for us today.
You too. Thanks so much, Kelly. Have a good rest of the day.
You too. Bridget Leonard, Education Coordinator at Foster Adopt Minnesota. Yeah, a lot of questions answered, I think. And if you want to go and check out the website and maybe get some more information, I always say if it's something that you've wanted to do and you have people telling you not to do something that you want to do, you only have one life to live. You know, and if you would decide that this is something that's important to you and you think that you could make a positive impact on someone's life, they're going to make one on yours as well. Definitely look down those roads. Make the change for other people that you want to make. Don't let everybody else tell you what you can and can't do. All right, we're heading into the 11 o'clock hour. Bart Camerata is going to be joining us. And we've been talking a little bit about healthcare over the past few weeks with Bart. He's going to be joining us today again and chatting a little bit about a few more topics coming up here at 11:15. You're listening to It Matters with Kelly Cords, brought to you by Tony's Lifetime Exteriors.
You're listening to AM 1240 and 95.3 FM WJON St. Cloud, a Town Square media station, broadcasting live from the Coburn Studios, bringing families together since 1921.